Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 17, The Law of Attraction. So this is a pretty convoluted topic. There is every other Tom, Dick, and Harry has become an expert on it. So, you know, everybody wants to like immediately become like a Law of Attraction teacher, even if they haven't attracted anything. Yet maybe a couple parking spaces and a $10 bill on the sidewalk or something. If you've studied the Law of Attraction for long enough, or you've even if you're new to it, but you're exploring about it, you've probably already seen 10 different people claiming to be experts on it, right? So now there's some people who are pretty good. I mean, my number one recommended, there's my two top recommendations are Abraham Hicks. There's nobody like Abraham Hicks to really understand the foundational principles of the Law of Attraction, right? And then the next level up is Dr. Joe Dispenza, and watching his YouTube videos, he takes it to the next level, and you start to really learn how you're not attracting it, you're generating it. But in essence, the Law of Attraction is a universal principle. I assure you, it's real and it's true. What I caution people is that there's so much more to it, especially now during this time of vibrational acceleration. But the basic premise of the Law of Attraction is that your thoughts, feelings, and words are magnetic, and the more you have, the more propensity you have towards a singular type of thought or cyclical type of thought, the more that you kind of you continue to attract that same type of experience. I mean, most people are aware, unless you've been married your whole life, most people are aware of how you will continue to attract, maybe not most people, but a good percentage of people are aware that you'll continue to attract the same type of partner to you, you know, different faces, you know, but I don't know how that saying goes. There's a saying, but in essence, it's the same person, but in a different body, you know, with the same energy. And what it is, it's just your energy reflecting off of these people. They're the hapless victims of your own play. They're just playing a role based on your energy, right? So that's one way cyclically in which you unconsciously use the Law of Attraction. Now, where the whole point of bringing up the Law of Attraction and you know, having, you know, an epic teacher like Abraham Hicks is to empower us to start to really focus our energy, take conscious control of our thoughts, words, and emotions. Emotions, you know, is the most powerful part of it, right? Your emotional field dictates your vibrational field, which is why I push people to do the emotional integration work, because every time you integrate a suppressed emotional charge, it's a permanent bump up in your core vibrational rate of attraction. You know, I mean, think about that. You know, that's permanent. You don't have to force that or hold that. That's a permanent bump up that you get, right? So, you know, the whole point of Abraham Hicks, you know, specifically, many other teachers as well. I mean, there was, you know, Dr. Joseph Murphy and, who is the Manly P. Hall, I think, and Wallace D. Waddles. I mean, there's so many teachers over the years. I'm missing hundreds, you know. The message is that you can take conscious control of your energy field and, you know, and really mold it and shape it into attracting what you want. And that's a true story. You know, you do have to get insanely good at ignoring all of the environmental, physical, real life, quote unquote, real life triggers around you if you want to consciously attract something to yourself or manifest it. You have to get good at ignoring your physical reality. You have to become someone that most people plugged into the mass mind will deem irresponsible, or, you know, or they'll call you woo-woo or whatever, right? You know, say your head's in the clouds or whatever. You know, basically they'll accuse you of living in a fantasy world. And in a way you are. They're living in a fantasy world. You're living in a fantasy world that they'll never know. But the other thing too is, so you have to get good at ignoring all the physical reality. And now more than ever, the way the world is, it's so crazy. I like to call it 1,000 triggers. Because every day you're hit with 1,000 triggers, environmental stimuli, to pull you out of your vibrational state, to pull you out of your center, and get you caught up in some story that's happening, right? Everything's just a story. You just have to decide that the story you want to create is more important than the story that everybody else in the world's telling. You know, and I assure you, you can create outside of the stories that the millions of stories that everybody else wants to create about the world. You have that power. We all do. So that's the first thing. You've got to get good at ignoring the physical reality around you in lieu of the virtual reality that you're creating in your mind. The second thing you need to do is you need to just internalize that energy. Instead of telling everybody you're working on manifesting or about law of attraction or manifestation or whatever, or even your spiritual path, you know, unless you have a spiritual partner or a group who holds that same energy, and I mean really holds that energy, no energy leakages, unless you've got that, you really want to keep it to yourself. The quickest way to kill a manifestation is to start flapping your jaw about it, talking to people about it. Pretty soon, the next thing you know, you'll feel that depleted energy. There's no energy left inside of you. You just leaked all your energy out. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second thing is that you know, there's going to be so many people who are not going to believe it or think you're living in a fantasy or whatever, and you just tell them, and they, you know, because you're still, you know, on your baby law of attraction legs, their doubt's going to overwhelm you, and it's going to trigger your own doubt, and you're just going to give it up, or you're going to start doubting it. You're going to start thinking, doubting it's real, mm-hmm. and you're going to go back to physical reality, quote unquote physical reality. So you really got to get good at ignoring a lot of things and keeping to yourself about what you're working on. It doesn't mean you have to be antisocial. You just don't talk to people about law of attraction unless your friend is super excited about it too and working on it. Then you can bounce that energy back and forth and build it between you. But really, really you need to keep it to yourself. I mean, that's if you really want it to manifest, then you need to keep it to yourself, right? I mean, I'm sorry to say, I see more people, you know, claiming or excited about manifestation and whatever, and then you're just telling people about it and talking about it all the time and nothing happens. And that used to be me years ago. Used to be me, you know, not even before law of attraction, I would talk about my goals endlessly to people and then never manifest a single one, right? So you have your choice. Use the law of attraction consciously or unconsciously. Unconsciously will get you the same thing you've got your whole life. Consciously, you can start to create something new. I like what Joe Dispenza talks about, self-regulating. That's the next thing you need to do is self-regulate your state. So if you are wanting to manifest this big thing that's kind of a little, maybe let's just say it's just outside your belief system of possibility, right? Then you have to work extra hard to keep yourself in a positive state. Now, if you're in a situation where you're about to lose your job, that's going to be near impossible. You know, so there are times when trying to consciously manifest something is going to be, it's going to be almost impossible. Nothing's impossible ever. You can do anything. Truly, you have that power. But it's going to be really super hard if your back's against the wall or you're battling a life-threatening illness. You know, you can still do it, though. It can be done. As you said, in this time of vibrational acceleration, there's a lot of shit hitting the fan for a lot of people. They're having rapid spiritual acceleration, or even more hardcore is the vibrational meat grinder. It's where your soul, your higher self accelerates your entire vibrational state and brings everything to the surface at once. It's for the purpose of egoic diminishment and rapid spiritual acceleration, burning through all your karmic density, right? Now, some of you are not really wanting to hear about all that. You just want to focus on law of attraction. That's fine, but I assure you that if shit's hitting the fan in your life and you're about to lose your job or you're going through a breakup or whatever, you know, or you're getting really sick, then really emotional integration is going to be more of a friend to you than trying to use law of attraction. Because if you can release all the grief and the anguish and whatever, then your core vibration moves up. And sometimes, often, you can heal yourself Or you can heal. If you heal that the emotional body by releasing those deeply held suppressed emotions, then you will start to automatically attract higher vibrational people, places, and circumstances to yourself. And you might even say that until you release the deeply held suppressed emotions, you might not manifest that dream partner, because you're just going to keep attracting yourself to yourself. And if there are things about yourself that you don't like, you need to heal those things. So you attract a higher version of yourself to yourself. You know, again, a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people, but, you know, if you really want, you know, these amazing things, you can have them. You just say, you got to do the work. So, you know, obvious also, daily meditation. You know, I watch my Why Meditation Doesn't Work for People, you know, a podcast, or listen to that. 20 minutes of Soham mantra meditation every morning will help accelerate your manifestation ability, because it calms and centers the emotional body. It realigns you, and it makes all manifestational efforts more, makes manifestation easier and more likely to happen in a shorter amount of time, right? Because one of the things that happens with people, they get super attached. They really want this thing. They're trying to fix their life with the manifestation, which, you know, that doesn't work, because that means that you're unhappy or sad. And so you're trying to really focus on manifesting this thing. It's never going to happen. You've got to get into a happy place. You got to get into a high vibe place, you know? So that may mean that you need, so you might need to do the emotional work to release that. Or if you're in a really dire situation, you're about to lose your apartment, you know, you can ask your higher self for some guidance, but you're probably not going to manifest anything when you're in that type of situation. But your higher self, your spiritual success team, can always help you, but it's not going to be manifestation. It's going to be spiritual help, and that's okay. You know, so if your back's against the wall, you know, I might, you know, first do the emotional integration work, and then second, ask my higher self, you know, what's, you know, can you help me out here? Then once the dust is settled and you've gotten that guidance and you kind of wound up, maybe you're on a couch, or, you know, maybe, you know, you've got a new apartment, or something happened. Somebody, you know, came through suddenly out of the blue, that out of the blue email or phone call. Hey, you know, I've got a free place to stay for you for a couple months or whatever. Then once you're centered, you have to steel yourself. You know, and then you try to get back into that good feeling place, right? You want to connect to the emotional feeling tone signature of the reality that you want to create. You want to connect with the vibration of already having or being, having the thing or being in the lifestyle that you want, you know, and then for the rest of the day, you know, you connect to that two or three times a day. For the rest of the day, you need to figure out a way at the very least to be at peace, but at the most to be, you know, just enjoying yourself, be happy. You can't be constantly getting sad or depressed or angry and expect that you're going to attract anything, you're going to manifest anything, because it's like starting and stopping. So you don't have to maintain that super high vibration of having it. You just have to make sure, you just have to make sure that you're not crashing vibrationally back into grief or anguish or sadness because your life is the way it is, or you don't have the thing. So you definitely have some steps here. I've given you some steps. You know, law of attraction is a real thing. You know, you can watch the Abraham Hicks videos. I always recommend that. My higher recommendation is Joe Dispenza, watching him, how he talks about manifestations. Brilliant. You know, so watch a few of each of those videos. You get the idea of it. And then, you know, if maybe your life is kind of just okay, but you want to manifest cool stuff, well, then you have a leg up on a lot of people right now whose lives are, you know, just really, you know, shit's hitting the fan. So then you just, you know, you just gently visualize and feel the thing that you want, get excited about having it, and then let it go. And honestly, as long as you don't sabotage it by keep wondering where it is and why you don't have it, it'll manifest on time, every time. Right. Another way of saying that is the thing that keeps amazing stuff from manifesting in people's lives is belief and doubt. Right. People want to try to go manifest this thing, and then 2 hours later, they're like, this is never going to happen. Right. And it won't, because they're just, it's too far outside their belief system, you know? So but you can break those limiting beliefs too. You can do the emotional integration work on it, surrender and feel over and over again. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I got podcasts on that. You can always go over to my TikTok at Vibrational Acceleration. I've got hundreds of videos on emotional integration. Literally, I've got almost 1,030 videos, 1,030 videos over there. Just FYI. Anyway, if you want some coaching on that, you know what to do. You can email me. You can go to ChristopherPinkley.com and email me there. We'll set up a consultation. You can do some coaching on it. Figure out, if, you know, maybe why you're not manifesting. I mean, I'll 100% know exactly what's going on. I've been doing it at this for a long time. You know what I mean? So we will figure it out and then, you know, get you realigned and get you rocking and rolling and see if we can't manifest, you know, that dream for you. Okay, so that's it for now. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. And take good care. Until next time.